Time now for our weekly catch-up with Matt Stringer, RNIB's Chief Executive. Matt, lots to get through today. We are going to talk about Christmas at the end because it's just a nice thing to talk about. I think we've got a few things to get through, though. I'm going to start off with some details about RNIB, what's going on, you know, ever-changing COVID restrictions and offices. Busy time once again.
I can't believe we're in December already, but we've got a board meeting, which is about once every quarter. The last one was in September. And the good news is we're taking the trustees or the trustees again to sort of convene for the board meeting with us in Peterborough, in our office there where we've moved through this year. So it's the first chance for all the trustees to come together in our new office. And it gives us a great chance to show off what we've done there to make it as accessible as we can make it in terms of the physical environment, use of technology, the way we've set out some new post-COVID sort of working space, you know, use of pods and different configurations of desks and tables just to, you know, make it as secure and as flexible as possible. But it's also good that we can use it as a chance to sort of show the trustees some of the underlying improvements we've been sort of making to the organisation and the, you know, some of the critical items on the board meeting this week are really updating them on where we are in terms of pinning down the detailed plans on the strategy that we signed off. So we signed off the sort of high level strategic direction of the charity for the next phase. And we've got a budget to bring back to the board in the spring. But this is sort of halfway through that process. And we're going to update the board on where we've got to with a lot of the thinking about shifting societal perception of what it means to be blind and partially sighted, and the work we've been doing, you know, with the health service on the eye health pathway, and work we've been doing on things like education, employment, technology and design.
Some people may know the HQ in London will be moving next year. And although, you know, it's an HQ, it is going to be a building where service users and all sorts of people will be able to come into. I suppose that gives you an opportunity to really design from the ground up to make it a welcoming and accessible place to be.
Recently, we've been in Judd Street for 20 years. It's a big building. It's too much space. So we sold it at the start of this year, start of 2021. And we've just committed in October, and we complete nearer Christmas in 3 weeks' time, actually, on buying a smaller building, which is just the other side of King's Cross Station up Pentonville Road. So everyone knows it, but it's sort of also, it also allows people to carry on their normal and sort of usual transport journeys into sort of King's Cross and St. Pancras to come to our office. And it's a building with some space outside, which will be great for sort of guide dog users and just have a bit of space around the building. But it's a third of the size. But actually it will be, as you said, a building where we can do a number of things. It'd be, you know, great space for people to come and work in a post-COVID sort of world. So again, those ideas I've just mentioned in Peterborough around flexibility, different configurations, you know, really trying to sort of give people the space they need to do what they want to do when they come into the office in a post-COVID world. It gives us a great foundation to really try and drive the whole accessibility agenda, because we should be beyond reproach as an organisation when it comes to our accessibility. So the physical environment, you know, the use of technology, entrances, exits, as I say, space for guide dogs, you know, all those things will be taken account of, and we'll do the best job we can to deliver a really modern, accessible building. And as you say, being a really welcoming space for people in the sector. This shouldn't just be a sort of closed, you know, environment for RNIB employees only. We're very keen as an organisation to really engage and connect with blind and partially sighted people, you know, across the UK. And we want our space in London, as all our offices actually, to be a space that people can come to and feel it's very welcoming. It's very understanding. It provides, you know, services and capability, as our current London office does actually. So all that is going to be factored into the end sort of design. And it's a really exciting project, actually. You know, it's more than just a property project. It's actually some really interesting project around how we really sort of maximise the brand and really engage and support blind and partially sighted people. And, you know, it's a really exciting project for that reason. And we need to get all this done by about September, October next year, because we're out of Judd Street, where we are now, no later than January 2023. And in reality, it means moving into the new building in the autumn of 2022. So we've got about 10 or 11 months to finish the job.
Exciting times. Now, RNIB is a UK organisation working across the devolved governments as well, and you got some good news from Northern Ireland around elections.
We have the latest meeting coming up with the UK government this side of Christmas, which really, I think, is the meeting that brings it all to a head. We're in the critical, I think, final furlong of this negotiation debate with the UK government. But what has been sort of brilliant, great timing, actually, is, you know, within that debate, has been some news that we've got coming out of our Northern Ireland team, who do a brilliant job of engaging with local politicians and with Stormont on a variety of things. But we've been working with the chief electoral officer in Northern Ireland on accessible voting. And what we've heard in the last week is this person, the chief electoral officer, has confirmed to us today that it's her intention. I know that's an intention. You have to see this through, but there's so much positivity that I believe this will happen now, that so it's her intention to ensure that there's an audio device in every one, which is 640. So every one of the polling stations in Northern Ireland for the May 2022 elections. So, you know, we are absolutely delighted with this, because it sort of gives us a part of the UK where they're really embracing, you know, our advice in terms of setting up the most accessible experience for voters. And so for them to embrace this, you know, is great. And what it does, it allows us to sort of go back into the UK government and say, come on, you've got Northern Ireland doing this, why can't we, you know, roll this out? Because, you know, all the arguments we've been making have been absolutely accepted by the Northern Irish team, and they must have merit, and therefore it gives us great traction when we're debating with the UK government. So it's a real coup for our Northern Ireland team and our central campaigning team that we've got this sort of win in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely, well done. Great news indeed. Now, many of our listeners may have seen Ciara on TV promoting RNIB's Christmas offerings this year, because there's lots happening in terms of letters for blind and partially sighted children. There's virtual gifts that people can give, and there's still information on the website, Matt.
Plugging Christmas again. So do go to our website. You'll find a variety of things that I've talked about many times. The Elf Academy, giving those more meaningful gifts, signing up to our Christmas campaigns. I will be investing in the virtual presents. But I think the Elf Academy is a fantastic thing. You know, it really does allow us to do something pretty special for blind and partially sighted people in terms of getting a letter back to them from Santa in their accessible, their preferred accessible format. And I'm just looking at the form as I'm talking to you now, and it's pretty easy to sign up, and then we can turn that into a letter in the appropriate format. And I think for kids to get that in their accessible format, turning up at home, is just a fabulous thing. And we do thousands of these a year, and I would just encourage your listeners, if you've got a deserving child who would really benefit from this, please do engage with the website, and we will be delighted to be sending a letter across in your preferred format.
Absolutely. And it was great to see last week. I watch Martin Lewis's Money Programme all the time. Great show. And RNIB, once again, the letters from Santa were on his top list of things that people can do. And he was very praising of the charity. Everyone gave a big round of applause. It was great.
I think you just mentioned to me, Alan, before we were talking about our Christmas campaign on TV. So we've got two slots for our DRTV ad, our DirecTV ad, with Ciara. And you can see all this online. But, you know, she's been a brilliant role model for us and a sort of face of the RNIB at Christmas. Amusingly, the two films that we've aired, it's happened through Shrek once, and I think we now air next one, goes halfway through The Grinch. So some interesting Christmas films there, family favourites, which I think are great. It's the right audience for us, I think, to be pushing out, you know, with this sort of great campaign fronted by Ciara. So I didn't know about Martin Lewis there, so thank you for telling me that. But I think it shows that people are recognising the sort of very relevant and focused sort of products and propositions we have at Christmas. And as I say, I'd encourage your listeners to focus on the Elf Academy and you know, get us to send letters out to people where the kids would really enjoy getting it in their preferred format.
Absolutely. Please do go to the website rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline for loads of info. Our friendly staff are there on 0303 123 9999. And if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask her to call RNIB's helpline. Matt, great to chat once again. We'll catch up next week. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan. As ever, my pleasure.